Don Parker, Vice President of Technical Services with the National Cotton Council, provides a recap of the recent tour the Council hosted with key officials from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The Council coordinated visits on South Georgia farms as part of the Cotton Foundation's 2022 Educational Outreach Program. The 10-member EPA contingent represented chemical safety, pesticide programs, and other agency departments. In addition to the farm visits, EPA officials also visited a University of Georgia research farm and heard from Georgia Extension staff regarding the importance of and changes in usage of insecticides, herbicides, and fungicides, and the critical need for seed treatment.
We were very fortunate. We were able to get 4 staff from EPA headquarters in D.C. I believe it was 3 staff from the regional office to join us visiting different farms, the focus being on weed management in cotton, trying to show them the diversity that producers have on their own farm and their own concern. You know, they don't want to damage their own crop for sure. And that they are able to take these products and they're able to use them in a very good way. At the same time, to try to help EPA understand whenever they talk about looking at registration of a product and they talk about you have an alternative, in many instances, those are not valid alternatives because of the crop rotation that's coming in, because of what you have already used in that crop. So it was a very good session with EPA staff.